Nolan, how are you?
Doing well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tim Skubik was in shock. He thought I was a dummy because I watched the debate twice. And I didn't see any beef. You know, I wanted to know what you thought. After asking those questions and getting the answers, what were your thoughts after the debate?
You know, I thought that it didn't move the needle at all. I think Bernero's October surprise of fact that Snyder owns a company that has an office in China with a handful of workers was supposed to shock us into viewing him as a guy who betrayed Michigan workers. I'm not sure that's playing all that well. And the reason people are turning to Rick Snyder is because he's a successful businessman. And you're not a successful businessman in the world today unless you're engaged in China. And Michigan's businesses aren't going to grow, and Michigan's economy is not going to grow unless it engages in China, which is the world's fastest-growing economy. That's a fact of life. And this whole China boogeyman business, you know, is getting a little tired. And I think voters were looking for something more than that sort of gotcha moment, and it wasn't much of a gotcha moment.
Were your hands tied by the rules and regulations set place, or do you think you got the answers to the questions that you wanted answered?
Well, my hands weren't tied because, you know, I was just the question answer asker. I think the candidates' hands were tied, and they tied them themselves. They negotiated the rules of the debate. We didn't set them. Center for Michigan didn't set them. This is how they wanted to debate. I would have liked to have seen more than the three rebuttals, but you know, that's what the candidates agreed to, and so that's what we had to work with. I thought some questions were answered, some weren't, just like any political exchange. But I thought that there were enough answers that you could get a good look at who these candidates were, and you could also gauge their different styles.
What was the vibe like in the studio? Was it tense? What was the feeling?
I think you can sense that both candidates were a little nervous. I think they knew that they were playing a dangerous game here with just one debate, that you make a slip, you walk off the dock, and there's no recovery. There's not a debate next week to recover from. So, you know, I think they were playing it extremely close and extremely tight. And there was they weren't as relaxed as perhaps you might have thought at this stage of the campaign they would be.
What questions went unanswered that bothered you?
Well, I don't think, I think the opening question one of the opening questions where we ask them out, okay, where's the sacrifice going to come from? And neither one of these guys want to admit that there's going to be some pain and inconvenience to Michigan residents coming up here very quickly. They want us to believe they can do it all by get us through this all by just doing things more efficiently. You know, that's just not going to happen.
I thought it was interesting when you look at the business take and the mayoral take, if you will, on how you handle some situations. And, you know, what I sense here in Lansing, what I hear from folks and their reactions to both these men is they don't care about yelling and screaming and angry mayors and nice guys and nerds. Mm-hmm. They want jobs and they want the budget situation taken care of, and that's the bottom line.
That is the bottom line, and here's the truth. I mean, I asked the question, how do you create a job? I don't think we got a very good answer to that because, in truth, neither one of these guys is going to create a single job. What they've got, and, you know, to be out there and on the campaign trail promising jobs is a bit reckless. What they can promise is to create a fertile environment for jobs, but it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of time, and a lot of sacrifice. And you didn't get to the details of that. I don't know that you're going to get to the details of that during this campaign. I think at this point voters have to look and say, who do I think is the most competent to do the job?
And Nolan, as we let you go, my memory jogged back to the time of "There You Go Again," as Snyder kept reminding Verge that he's attacking the negative, and Snyder wouldn't go there.
Well, Snyder made a very calculated decision that he was going to stay positive and he was going to present himself as the positive candidate and the guy who was going to get Michigan beyond this poisonous partnership, I think almost to his detriment. I think there were a couple of things, opportunities he should have attacked and should have attacked harder. But I think he made a decision going in. He wanted to be perceived in a certain way, and I think he managed to carry that off.
Nolan, can Rick Snyder be beaten?
Sure, anybody can be beaten. What's the election, 3 weeks from today? 3 weeks is an eternity. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no telling what can be enter this race. I think it's going to be hard to beat him, and I think if the best they've got is what they showed last night in terms of the Bernero campaign, he's not going to beat Rick Snyder. But, man, anything can happen in 3 weeks.
And, Nolan, who does the Detroit News endorse?
We haven't endorsed yet. We will in you know, coming days.
All right. Thanks so much, Nolan.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it last night. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good day.